Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and this is the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast. Bringing you each week news, community spotlights, and events from the Rogue Valley. In the news, Medford's wastewater overhaul, toxic blooms at Immigrant Lake, and cuts coming to Ashland Parks. The community spotlight is the Jackson County Masters Gardener Association. Weekend events include the First Friday Art Walk, Barnstormer's Spring Market, the Spring Garden Fair, and some great music. The music preview is from Adam Gabriel. All this and your weekend weather this week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. The Medford City Council has unanimously approved the Salem-based Sladen construction to lead a massive $300 million upgrade to the regional wastewater treatment plant. This three-year project will expand the facility by 25%, improving treatment for 160,000 Valley residents and addressing long-term standing environmental concerns. The overhaul is required by the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality to reduce phosphorus, nitrogen, and ammonia in the plant's discharge into the Rogue River. The city faced legal pressure after environmental groups sued, claiming the Clean Water Act violations. Upgrades will modernize equipment and ensure compliance with stricter water quality standards by 2028. Sewer fees for residents will rise from about $10 to over $30 per month over the next 8 years to cover the costs. A preemptive health advisory has been issued for Immigrant Lake after the detection of a cyanobacterial bloom. State officials urge visitors to avoid swimming and high-speed water activities such as water skiing or power boating, as ingesting contaminated water poses the greatest risk. While the toxins are not absorbed through the skin, those with sensitivities may develop a rash. Children and pets, especially dogs, are at a heightened risk. Symptoms in humans can resemble food poisoning, cramping, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. Recreational activities like camping, hiking, and kayaking remain safe provided the direct water contact is avoided. Boating is allowed at low speeds to minimize spray. Officials stress that boiling, filtering, or using camping-style water filters will not remove the toxins. Fish caught in the affected areas should not be eaten or should be cleaned thoroughly with fat, skin, and organs removed. Ashland Parks and Recreation is bracing for a major program cuts after the City Council rejected a proposed utility fee aimed at closing the $1.4 million budget gap. Without the new funding, closures are expected after July 1st, including to the city pool, the ice rink, the splash pad, and the park restrooms. The Nature Center at North Mountain Park, along with the community gardens and the Salmon Festival, will also be shuttered. Senior Center hours will be cut, and the East Main Park project will be scrapped, resulting in a loss of a $1 million grant. City officials say the cuts are necessary as costs for personnel and materials outpace revenue and state law limits property tax increases. The City Council may revisit funding options, but for now, Ashland residents are urged to participate in the upcoming budget meetings and share their input as the city seeks long-term solutions. For more details on these stories, visit our website at roguevalleypulse.com. The community spotlight this week is the Jackson County Masters Gardener Association. The JCMGA has been at the heart of the Rogue Valley's gardening community since its founding in 1982. Originally launched as a chapter of the Oregon State University's Master Gardener program, the association's mission is to learn, practice, and teach the art and science of gardening to the public. The roots of the program began in 1979 when over 30 local residents took the very first Master Gardener's class and became certified through OSU. Since then, the association has flourished, training new groups of gardeners each year and expanding its reach across Jackson County. JCMGA is renowned for its educational outreach. They offer gardening classes, workshops, and meetings. The association provides hands-on learning for everyone from beginners to seasoned gardeners. Their free plant clinic helps residents diagnose plant problems, and offers science-based solutions to keep local gardens thriving. The highlight of the year is the Spring Garden Fair, held annually at the Jackson County Expo, and this will take place this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. The JCMGA is a nonprofit organization that relies on plant sales, events, and donations to support its mission. Visitors can explore the demonstration gardens, attend public events, or enroll in the OSU Master Gardeners program to become part of this gardening family. For details on upcoming events, classes, or how to get involved, visit the Jackson County Masters Association Garden website at jacksoncountymga.org. The events this week start with the First Friday Art Walk in Ashland. The galleries are open between 5 and 8 p.m. You can get a list of the galleries at ashlandgalleries.com. On Saturday and Sunday, the Barnstormer Spring Market transforms the Jackson County Expo into a treasure hunter's paradise, featuring a delightful array of vintage items, handcrafted goods, and unique home decor and boutique clothing. This popular market brings together vendors specializing in true vintage pieces, alongside artisans offering handmade jewelry, gifts, and contemporary creations. Garden enthusiasts will discover a variety of decor options and plants to enhance their outdoor spaces as spring blossoms across Southern Oregon. This takes place at the Jackson County Expo in Central Point on Saturday and Sunday. Also at the Expo is the Spring Garden Fair, as we mentioned in our community spotlight. This annual event features dozens of vendors offering plants, garden art, tools, and expert advice. Workshops and demonstrations cover topics like sustainable gardening, landscaping, and pollinator-friendly planting. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just getting started, you'll find inspiration, resources, and community at this lively fair. Kids' activities and food vendors will make it a fun outing for the whole family. On Saturday night, Georgia-born singer-songwriter Adam Gabriel brings his signature acoustic soul to Remotion Wines in Jacksonville. Gabriel's music features Southern grit with soulful storytelling. Over more than two decades, he has written, recorded, and performed songs that draw from his life's joys, struggles, and hopes. Gabriel's work is deeply personal, reflecting on the themes of resilience and connection, and he often shares the stories behind his songs during performances. This show is part of a series of local concerts supporting his upcoming cross-country tour and the release of his new EP, Still Standing. You can catch Adam between 5 and 7 p.m. at Remotion Wine in Jacksonville. And on Sunday afternoon, the Jen Ambrose Mystic Trio brings their enchanting sounds to Daisy Creek Vineyard for an afternoon of soulful music amidst a picturesque vineyard setting. Jen Ambrose is known for her expressive vocals and emotionally resonant performance style, leads this talented trio in creating a musical experience that blends elements of folk, jazz, and soulful acoustic sounds. The Mystics complement Ambrose's vocals with sophisticated instrumental arrangements that showcase their technical prowess while maintaining a sound that appeals to listeners across generations. You can listen to Jen at Daisy Creek Winery in Jacksonville. Here's your weekend weather for the Rogue Valley. On Friday night, clouds will increase across our region, with rain and drizzle expected to develop by late evening. Temperatures will drop to the mid-50s, making for a damp and cool night. Winds will be light, but roads may become slick as showers move in. On Saturday, expect a cooler day with lingering morning rain or drizzle, especially early. Skies will gradually clear by afternoon, with highs reaching to the upper 60s and low 70s. Overnight lows will fall to the upper 40s. On Sunday, the region sees the return of partly sunny skies and warmer conditions. Highs climb to the mid-70s, offering a pleasant afternoons for outdoor plans. Winds remain light, and the night will be clear and cool, with lows in the upper 40s. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Contact us on our website, Rogue Valley Pulse, and share the podcast with a friend. I'll see you next time on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Closing music is from Adam Gabriel. This is Cry and Shame. Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local web development specialist. With over 25 years experience building websites that work for you and your business, from lightning fast static sites to e-commerce, we have you covered. Considered hosts for your next online project.